What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
You're in the right spot.
You got the Rational Revolution. I am Mark Becker, and it is always an honor to be here with you. And joining us this week is our returning friend, one of our BFFs here on the show, representative from Green Bay, Ahmad Rivera-Wagner. What's up, brother? How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
Ah, dude, I'm good. I can't complain. You know, life is good.
Well, it's election season, so life is rough.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yes, it is election season.
The election day is on April 7th. Remind your listeners that that there is important races up and down the ballot.
Have you been following the election?
I don't know if I have a choice but to follow the election. I think they're really important.
You know, we have locally, we have elections here too. And I think one of the things that's interesting is like there are some groups out there that or some people that are so aghast and frustrated that, you know, the local political parties are getting involved in the races. And that to me, I think that's a bad take because right. It's like, you know, you want political parties to stay out of politics. You know, regardless of, you know, it's a nonpartisan race. Okay, well, this is what the political parties do. So, you know, it's going to happen. What about the state Supreme Court race? What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Chris Taylor. And the reason why is that we watched the Supreme Court by one vote potentially overturn the 2020 election. People forget this, that all absentee ballots in blue cities were potentially going to be thrown out by, at the time, a Republican-led Supreme Court. And one, Judge Hagedorn, who is a Republican, who is an old-school Republican who believes in democracy, was the deciding vote on whether or not the election results were thrown out in 2020. And so I'm really, one, passionate about ensuring our Supreme Court is just reflective of our community, that it doesn't have to be right or left, but it does have to be focused on ensuring that we follow facts, that we deal with logic, and that we actually ensure that the system works for people. And so Chris Taylor is someone who has done that, her work, her whole life. But in particular, her opponent actually was one of the judges that went forward with some of the 2020 election conspiracy theories and allowed them to pass her court. And that to me tells you a lot about someone. If you are willing to bend the law, break it completely just to do the bidding of the President Trump at the time, I don't think that you are fit to serve in a position that serves everybody. And so I think our Supreme Court is deeply important in Wisconsin. We need good people who are smart and talented, who actually care about the rule of law. And it's so funny to me that as an open Democrat, that I'm now the party of respecting the law, respecting the Constitution, using it logic and facts. There was a time where that didn't feel as partisan, but it feels like now it's deeply important that we have people who get that fundamental rights are actually fundamental rights. And so I want a Supreme Court justice that's going to make democracy work. And that is Chris Taylor. And so I look forward to more people like Judge Hagedorn, who is a Republican, who I think did the absolute incredible thing by championing democracy when it was really, really, really hard. And I think that there are more Republicans like that. They're just not running for office yet. Right. And so my deep wish is that the Republican Party also puts up candidates that are deeply reflective of the communities they serve and not just political hacks for President Trump. I just think that is, we deserve better. We all deserve better.
Yeah. You know, and I think people really have to remember how close we were to some really, really bad things happening. At the time, you were the chief of staff for Mayor Genrich. And so you had a front row seat to a lot of that.
Yeah, and you know, I've told this story before to your audience, but as a quick general reminder, you know, they called me an undocumented African immigrant who made up having a husband, that I was planted by the DNC to steal the election using two internets and little people in the machines. And a sitting elected official now who's on our common council had January 6th protest that called for the Proud Boys to come get me, the mayor, and Celestine Jeffries to physically attack us and potentially kill us. And that happened for 2 to 3 years where keyboard warriors were making up facts and figures. There were media that were willing to carry the weight for people despite not having any evidence. And what I love about that story is that there is a happy ending, which is that this community rejected those lies, that approach, and elected the first openly gay person of color to represent Green Bay. But more importantly, someone who gets that we need a government that reflects Green Bay, which is that we take care of each other, we lift each other up, we support one another. But I know what that's like. And so to me, this is really personal, the Supreme Court race, because we need people who are not gonna add fuel to the fire of chaos and conspiracy theories. We need people who really do care about the Constitution and the common good. And I think Chris Taylor is that person to do that. But this is deeply personal for me because I see how bad it can get when those things are not, when those things go unchecked.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's, it's frustrating to hear Republicans like, oh, it's just move on. You keep asking, did Donald Trump win the election? You got to move on. You know, and there was, yes, it was a happy ending for you. I think it's going to be another happy ending when that particular representative is defeated. And I hope, you know, for freaking the love of God that she can be defeated one of these times, because that's like, that matters, you know, especially, you know, what you say matters, but you know, when it comes to something that serious, golly, that
Mark, that's what I mean. People, they keep telling us to forget it, but just recently, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, has tried to issue executive order to nationalize our elections, that he's instructing his Justice Department, potentially ICE, to go to polling locations to protect the polls from undocumented immigrants. That's not the word that they use. So despite all of this allegedly being in the past, here we are in 2026, still having a conversation about whether or not this person should be, President Trump does not believe he lost the 2020 election and is using the force of the federal government to cast doubt on our elections again. And bipartisan support is coming out of the woodwork saying we've got to stop this, that we have to get the train back on the rails. But as much as it feels like it's the past, the reason why we all of us keep bringing it up is it doesn't feel like it's over. It doesn't seem like it's over for them. And it doesn't feel like it's over for us. The truth is the American people, Wisconsinites, Green Bay folks, would love nothing more than to walk away from the chaos and conspiracy theory. But instead, they keep bringing, I mean, there's a common council candidate running right now who brought up that she still believes that I stole the 2020 election.
Really?
Yes, just a month ago.
Sweet.
Right.
I didn't realize that.
When we talk, and literally said that the internet is forever. And I was like, just because it's a lie doesn't mean that it does, you know, we'd love it for it to go away.
The lie is going to continue. Right. Yeah, right.
Exactly. And so this is a common council candidate that is talking about how the elections are still stolen for the election on April 7th. But I would be really proud to see Ben DeLee defeat her. Her name's Leanne Cramer. And I look forward to Ben DeLee beating her, not only for that reason, because Ben DeLee is a great champion for the community, but more so, we have to stop election conspiracy theorists from getting in the levers of government, because they will cause problems.
Right. I mean, you know, it's like deeply unserious people, you know, thinking very serious things, you know, that can harm a lot of people.
Right.
You know, is there something that the state government can do? So let's say that, you know, the president directs ICE to go to the polls. Can anything be done about that?
So there's a bunch of folks working on what can and cannot do. One of the things that we have to understand is that all elections are local elections. This is like per the Constitution. We've done this for a long time. So your election, the way that it shows up, what times it at, is actually dictated locally. ICE operates federally. So really one of the interventions that we have is obviously collaborating with our local law enforcement, our local district attorneys, and our statewide AGs about ensuring that just because someone is in ICE does not mean that your human rights go out the window.
Right.
And I think that's something that we fundamentally misunderstand, or the federal government misunderstands. Everyone actually gets constitutional protections, whether or not ICE shows up in your community or not, whether they believe that they have. Both the officers have rights, but so do the people in the community have just as many fundamental rights. And so I think ensuring that we're going to protect those rights, and what's really nice about Green Bay is our law enforcement has been deeply committed to ensuring that everyone's rights are respected, regardless of who's attempting to intervene. And I think that is a positive thing for our community.
Yeah. We're talking with Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner. I saw you last week at the No Kings protest. Yes, that was awesome to see you and catch up and shoot the BS. What's next, though? how do we make sure that that's not like where it stops?
Well, to me, you know, I mean, you brought this up at the top of the show. I think that things are inherently political in this moment, meaning that No Kings is a pathway to us, in my opinion, getting people involved, either running for office or voting for people who ultimately are going to make a difference up and down the ballot. So from midterm elections for Congress to state elections for state Senate and state rep, to common council races, to DAs and judges, that my hope is that these rallies inspire people. Because one of the things that we saw in the 2024 election is the opting out, that people felt like politics do not reflect them. That politics don't hear them. And we saw all kinds of things. Some people voting because they want to see someone burn it all down. Some people opting out completely. So my hope is that this era is an era of making politics much more representative for the regular people and delivers, that we show up and show up with, both in protest, but also in policy, right? That even when you're in a minority party, there are things that you can do to actually move things along. And I know that's what we're going to talk about later today.
Yes.
That is really what I see for No Kings, is it is an on-ramp for people to be able to get involved politically, whether that is protesting in elections, whether that's running for office, whether that's emailing and calling your elected representatives, ensuring that we pull our politics to be more responsive to everyday people is the reason why I got involved in politics. And the reason why I show up at these No Kings rallies and protests is because any means necessary to make sure our government is more reflective and responsive to the people it serves, whether Democrats or Republicans. We need to ensure that people believe in their government, can trust their government, and that their government delivers. And I'm excited because it seems like that energy is coming back. And I really look forward to leveraging that energy and supporting that energy in our government.
And we got a minute left in this segment, but talk about, if you could, coming together. And, you know, we need people to come together. This only works if we are all united in November.
As we mentioned earlier, one of the most powerful things about the election conspiracy theories is when they came to Green Bay, what we did is we came together, Republicans and Democrats. We recruited more poll workers than we've ever had. We actually got more people involved in our local elections. And what we saw is a historic turnout after people put mistrust in our elections, because people came together across both parties, across the city, across political beliefs, to say that our democracy is really important. And to me, that is the inspiration, that we can come together and get things done when the goal is the people and not the politics. So I'm very hopeful and optimistic, and that's why I ran and got elected in 2024. When we had a Trump wave, Green Bay actually got bluer, because people want us to be like our community, taking care of each other, taking care of our neighbors. And I know that we can do that here in Green Bay.
You know, and it's interesting, when I was the chairman of the Republican Party, there was a lot of, you know, at the time it was like the time of the Tea Party and all these different factions that were, you know, going around with litmus tests and all of that stuff. And, oh, you're not conservative enough. And, oh, you believe in right to life, but only with these exceptions, all this stuff. And they spent so much time fighting with each other that they couldn't coalesce and be effective. And I obviously, I'm glad that they didn't. But on the flip side, that is what we have to do. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a legislative session update. We got our BFF, Ahmad Rivera Wagner, state rep, on the show, and we will be right back.